Nice law, somebody's sitting, man. Nice steel law. Yes, sir, good afternoon, what is your name, sir? What, can you hear me, sir?
Hello, yes.
So what's your name?
John Moody.
Okay, Mr. Moody, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing in just a moment, sir.
All right, Mr. Moody, just give me 1 second, and I'll get you lined up on our roster. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jerome Moody, 256-954.
Thank you, Mr. Moody, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on September 29th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm going to be representing myself today.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on your teleconference screen, to my extreme far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Moody and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
Sir, I do. And I'd like to note that his parole officer, Fallon McKee, would like to listen in on the hearing.
Okay, do you have a phone number?
Your phone number?
Yes, sir. Just looking for her email right now. She emailed me this morning. Yes, sir, I'll give you her cell number just in case. Her cell number is 602-639-0009.
Okay, let me try that one first and see what happens. Yes, parole officer McKee, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and we understand from Mr. Osborne that you wish to participate in the hearing for Mr. Moody this afternoon. Are we correct?
Yes, we're still on.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to get started. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be conducting the hearing at this time, ma'am.
Okay, Officer McKee, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm swearing everyone in, so Mr. Moody, Officer McKee, and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Moody, I'll begin with phase one of the hearing. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what he just explained to you, Mr. Moody?
Yes.
Okay, to begin phase one of this hearing, I'm going to read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition 12G as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about August 21st, 2017 for the task GCMS lab report dated August 28th, 2017. Mr. Moody, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Moody's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Moody, we're going to move to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. If you just hold on 1 second, Mr. Osborne.
Yes,
sir. But before we continue, please stand by as Mr. Osborne is going to give us additional background information. So, Mr. Moody, if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you momentarily for questions, okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Moody was released from DOC custody on March 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on August 28th of 2017 at the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office on a tech violation and returned back to custody that same day with 0 scum days with a community supervision end date of April 5th of 2018. Current conviction, 2010, armed robbery, 8 years. He's had 1 term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4. A mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG and gang information noted that on September 22nd of 2010, Mr. Moody self-admitted that he was a member of the criminal street gang, the 84th Swan Bloods. Prior terms of supervision, 2017, TIF tech violator, returned to community supervision with amended conditions. Then in August of 2017, BOEC reinstate tech violator, awaiting today's hearing. He has a moderate disciplinary history with possession and manufacturing intoxicating substances noted, fighting, and assault on inmates noted. Other arrests, 2000, dangerous drug violation, Washington, juvenile detention. 2000, possession of prescription drugs, Washington, juvenile detention. 2001, controlled substance violation, Washington, juvenile detention. 2003, robbery, California unknown. 2005, forgery, California felony conviction, state prison. 2007, burglary, second degree, California county jail. And as of February 21st of 2017, burglary, California pending charges per our aims. And he has a community risk score of G7B8.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Moody. It would seem that we reinstated your community supervision recently, and according to the warrant of arrest, you had a slip up or a relapse with the use of methamphetamine. So what happened, sir?
Currently, my mom, she has my mom got sick. That's the reason why she's not able to make it to the board today with my other stepfather. And at the time, you know, I was just on the program and I wasn't able to go see her and you know, be with my mom how I would like to be. And it, you know, as a child or whatever, you know, it's hard to hear that, you know, like it's a possibility that your mom might not make it. You know, she's going through surgery. She's about to be going through surgery right now. And hearing that, you know, it was hard on me. I wasn't out there committing any crimes. And I wasn't trying to, you know, do things wrong. It's just, you know, like, I only got one mom, man. And when I heard that about my mother or whatever, it's like, I just gave up.
I hear you, go ahead, sir.
As you see, I was doing everything I had to do right, man. I'm not out there, you know, committing any new crimes. I'm not out there, you know, robbing anybody, shooting up anybody, or doing any of those things anymore, man. You know, it was just, you know, I heard these things when my mom told me she had to go in for surgery and stuff. My mom is going through a thyroid treatment right now. She got to get her thyroid taken out. And, you know, like, she has a lot of problems with, you know, diabetes, and there's a lot of stuff going on with her right now. And as a child, I heard this by my mom, you know, it sent me into a mode of, you know, like, I wouldn't say not caring, but, you know, like, when you hear these things about your mom again, it's like, you know, I just lost it for a minute.
But I'm sorry to hear about your mother. Before we move further, I'm going to take some information here from your parole officer. So, Ms. McKee, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Yes, I would. When Mr. Murray came in to do his intake with me on 7/13/17, I enrolled him into the MRT classes. I assigned him the task color of sage. We went through all the UA procedures, and I was very specific with him that he is not to use any drugs, and if he did so, I would start the eradication process because it was a BOEC mandate. So then on 8/21, I received his test, and it was positive for amphetamines. Initially, when I spoke to him, he said he didn't use anything. Then I requested a GCMS, and when I got the test back as methamphetamine, and that's when he said, yes, he had used, when we started the
replication
process.
Okay, thank you, Ms. McKee. And I'll ask you further questions if it's necessary, but I just want to make sure I was clear on that. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Back to you, Mr. Moody. I asked you about the drugs. You didn't abscond. I commend you for that. Were you working at all when you were on community supervision? Were you working when you were outside of the prison system?
No, I wasn't able to work because every time I could get released, I keep having to go to programs and everything, and that's another thing that, you know, I wanted to discuss too. I have addresses to parole out to. You know, I got my mother's address right now that I can parole out to. I've been having to go through, you know, halfway house after halfway house after halfway house. When if I could just wait, if I was able to just wait and, you know, have them transfer my stuff to Tucson, I just want to be with my family, man. My mom, she need me right now. And that was one of the biggest reasons. That's what led to my drug use, is right there.
Thank you, sir.
Before that, if you...
Go ahead, sir.
Whatever.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, before that, if you look, I was running a good program. I was running a pretty good, decent program. And if Pamela McKee, she right there still on the phone?
Yes, but you're addressing the board, not us. I mean, I'm right. Sorry, you're just talking to the board, not Ms. McKee. Pardon me, you say that right.
All right, well, the same type of way y'all cross-examined that, I was running a good program before I had heard this news from my mom, they can vouch, I was running my program. And like I said, I wasn't out there committing crime. I did not abscond. And yes, when she asked me, yes, when she first asked me, I was not honest, and I can admit that. I was not honest with that, and I can admit that.
Okay, Mr. Moody, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no further questions from fellow board members. Mr. Moody, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there any further information you would like to share with us? But please don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management. This is your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to share?
The only thing I would like to share, I just want the board to know, I sincerely apologize, you know, on my behalf, but I'm just trying to get home to my family, man. My mom needs me right now, and I understand that, and that's what led up to, you know, to my drug usage.
Thank you, Mr. Moody. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're talking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. If you'll just stay on the phone, you'll be able to listen to our discussion under the open meeting law rules, and we will come back to you shortly with a decision. Okay, sir?
All right, thank you.
For board members, I dare say, with respect to Mr. Moody, and it is sad to hear that his mom is going through health issues, I vote for him. And I understand that he wants to be there for his family, but he is here due to a revocation from a reinstatement. And it doesn't sound like that he was on community supervision very long before he relapsed with methamphetamine, and I just have to put it bluntly, I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision at this point, but I'm certainly open to the input of my peers. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2017W2991, our discussion with Mr. Moody, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections and his parole officer, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Moody was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Moody, your supervision has been revoked. He'll be released on or about April 5th, 2018. That's only 6 months away. I recognize that may sound like a very long time, but we highly suggest that you take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to work on any programming, especially regarding your drug use, and to make plans for a safe transition back to the community. When you're released in April, you'll be able to return to your family directly. There'll be no community corrections officer, there'll be no parole officer. You'll be able to move on with your life, and we do wish you a safe and productive transition back to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and if you could, please give the phone to your CO3, sir. Thank you.
All right.